With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Inflation flat last month.
U.S. inflation remained unchanged in July, remaining at 2.7%, according to the latest government report. Core prices, excluding food and energy, rose 3.1%, up from June and the highest in 5 months. Tariffs appear to be raising the cost of some imported items, including shoes, clothing, and furniture. But the figures suggest some of that impact is being offset by cheaper gas and slowing rent increases.
That is correspondent Jennifer King reporting. President Trump threatening to sue the Federal Reserve chairman. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that story.
Donald Trump continues to fume over Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's reluctance to lower interest rates. In a social media post, he blames his first-term Treasury Secretary for recommending Powell and calls the chairman a loser, the latest in a long list of derogatory names. And the president now says he's considering a major lawsuit against Powell for the costly renovation of the Federal Reserve Building. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu now hinting that ceasefire efforts are focused on a deal that would release the remaining hostages in Gaza all at once. Mediators from Egypt and Qatar are preparing a new framework for a plan. It would include the release of hostages in, quote, one go in return for a lasting ceasefire and the withdrawal of Israeli forces. Long-running indirect talks appeared to break down last month, but Egyptian state-run media reports a Hamas delegation has arrived yesterday in Cairo for talks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian President Vladimir Putin wants Ukraine to withdraw from the remaining 30% of the Donetsk region. He says that won't happen. This is SRN News. Christian summer camps are ministering to youngsters in war-torn Ukraine.
Officials with Mission Eurasia run the camps every year to give youngsters in the country and other places an opportunity to get away from their difficult lives and hear the gospel message. About 30,000 children from 14 nations are expected to participate before the end of the summer, and the vast majority will be from Ukraine. Spokesman Sergei Rakuba says, quote, "These camps are often the first time in months that children can feel safe, play freely, and hear a message of hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says it will pay the legal costs for Christians in Europe who have to go to court to secure their right to religious freedom. A spokesman says, "I think where the concern lies in the UK and in continental Europe is that these freedoms, quote, are being curtailed." This is SRN News. A new quarterback in a Southeastern Conference school speaking out amid sports gambling concerns. Here's correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer denies allegations of sports gambling after a report showed he made Venmo payments labeled for, quote, sports gambling, end quote, in 2022. Mateer was at Washington State at the time. He said Tuesday these were inside jokes with friends and not actual bets. He assured his teammates, coaches, and the NCAA that he has never gambled on sports. Oklahoma confirmed there is no NCAA investigation and states they use a program to monitor gambling activities. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Strange incident out of New York. A man from Brooklyn admitted trying to smuggle protected turtles worth more than $1 million from New York to Hong Kong. More details at srnnews.com.